When the Brisbane-based circus company Circa started performing almost 20 years ago, the reviews were tepid, I think, to say the least. Circa challenged traditional ideas of circus, incorporating lots of music. Well, that's not so untraditional these days, but also theatre and dance, which back then was still fairly audacious. The troupe eventually went on, though, to international acclaim, and today Circa draws large audiences around the world, from France to Canada, Britain, the United States, to its unique brand of entertainment. Now, the founder and chief executive of Circa, Yaron Lifshitz, wants to ensure small Australian arts companies, more of them, companies like Circa was 20 years ago, get the chance to compete on the world stage. In a speech in Sydney this morning at the MCA, Yaron will urge major arts companies to hand back their government grants and to start competing for funds alongside the smaller players. Yaron Lifshitz joins me in the breakfast studio. Yaron, welcome to RM Breakfast.
Thank you, Fran.
I want to come to the speech you're giving this morning because it's pretty hard-hitting. But first, can we go back to the early days of Circa nearly two decades ago? And I must say, I'm a circus lover and I didn't know of Circa. But I read some of the early reviews and they were pretty scathing. What was it? Was it just that you were, well, I think one of them said, you're intent on sucking the joy from circus?
That's right.
That's a terrible thing to do, yeah?
Well, suck the joy became a Circa rallying cry. It became our kind of internal motto. Look, I think, you know, anything new gets greeted as being a kind of a monster. You don't know what it is. And so we just tried stuff. I mean, I looked at this art form and I saw beautiful, talented young men and women giving us the best physical years of their lives to very little effect, to just stick their arms up in the end of an act and have people applaud and like them. It's like there's easier and much, much safer ways to be liked. So I thought, what if we try do something with that? What if we try and create a genuine emotion, explore some ideas, connect with our audience, go beyond just the entertainment into the art? And that that irritated a lot of people because that's way too posh.
Well, yeah, but when, I guess there's a debate about when something stops being circus and when it starts being, you know, theatre or physical theatre or improvised dance.
No, there's no debate. Circus is basically that category of things that you and I as mortals cannot do.
Well, that's pretty broad. I can't fix a car either.
I'm exactly the same. So for me, fixing a car could be a circus act. But there's a particular category of things that can be done on a stage in limited time that essentially is has become known as circus. But I've seen someone build a table as a circus act. Circus is that is the category of those things that normal mortals can't do. Circus as an art form is using that to show off in its conventional form. Our aim was to use it to move people.
Well, you must have got around the critics ultimately, or they got used to you or something, because Circa's pretty successful now. In fact, in Berlin, you've got a show that's run, what is it, for 3 years every night?
we will have had 40 months of performance by eight month seasons by end of next year.
In a fairly decent sized auditorium, not bad.
Yeah, yeah, it's an extraordinary venue. It's right in the middle of the Hackischerhof, and you're in this kind of you're right in the centre of Berlin. It's an extraordinary place to be.
So, what do you think it is that made you able to grow a smallish Brisbane based circus troupe that the critics hated, to this body, which is touring around the world? I think you've got four shows touring around the world.
Yeah.
You employ 18 full-time staff.
Yep.
That's pretty successful. What was the secret to that?
Look, I think what we decided to do was to not focus on entertaining people. I mean, we're not averse to it, don't get me
wrong. You're taking the joy out of circus and you're not entertaining people.
No, what I mean is we didn't focus on the audience just as being, you know, as giving them the instant dessert of, the tastes all the time. What we did was said, look, this is an art form. It can dig. It can make you feel. And what I felt and what I experience every night in a circus show is a group of artists who go out there fairly raw in their humanity and connect with audiences. And honestly, I've seen that work in Santiago and in Sydney. It just, people connect to other human beings on stage. And that's, I think, our calling card.
In the speech, you talk a lot about risk. Yeah. And your message to other arts companies who, let's face it, most art companies, certainly the smaller ones, cap in hand to government or anywhere they can to try and get funding to stay alive. And many of them have not stayed alive. You say risk, take risks. Circus is all about risk. Tell us about that link.
Look, everything we do embodies risk. For a circus artist, every show could be, God forbid, the last time they ever perform. And that's happened. I mean, it's a genuinely risky medium. And I think it's beholden on us as the leaders and strategists in this art form in the arts to take those kinds of risks with what we do as an organization, to dare to go to Berlin for 8 months, to dare to work with a French string quartet, or to try and find some new opportunities. We've just done a show in 100-seat halls with reclaimed pianos in tiny, tiny towns in South Australia, commissioned by small regional touring organisations in Western Australia and South Australia. And that for us is a really big risk, talking directly to people in community.
Why do you take those risks? Do you take it because there's a sum of money attached to that, say, regional touring program, and you need that to help cross-fund something else? Is that why you do it? Or simply because you're the kind of guy, I guess, that wants to say yes to anything and everything and give it a go?
Well, I don't like to say yes to everything. But look, I think there are commercial opportunities, but more importantly, I think that there are artistic opportunities. And if you don't take risks, you die. I mean, creatively, our job is to explore and create the future of circus.
If you don't take risks, you die. You're listening to RN Breakfast. It's 17 to 7. Our guest is Yaron Lifshitz. Yaron is the CEO of Circa, and later this morning he's delivering the Creativity and Business Breakfast at the Museum of Contemporary Art in Sydney. A part of this speech you're going to be delivering is sending that message, really, to some of our major performing arts companies, some of our big companies, our operas, our orchestras, our ballets, who are pretty protected in terms of funding base, in the way the arts funding is at the moment in this country. In fact, you're very critical of that, and you describe that as a government-entrenched oligarchy of privilege. That's pretty harsh.
Oh, I think it's true. I mean, I think you should, I think that there are the major companies in Australia have essentially had, they don't have to apply for funding. They're in a lockdown category.
Shouldn't they be? Shouldn't we support our major funding, our major arts bodies? Isn't that a good thing for a country to do?
Absolutely. And I would like to see the funding pool for arts in Australia doubled or even tripled. I mean, I think we're fighting over crumbs at a not particularly replete feast. However, if we are, given that there will always be some kind of limit on arts funding, sadly, the fact that those resources are non-competitive, that nobody else can enter that pool, argue based on their merits that they have a right to be in that pool, that for me is really a kind of nonsensical use of government funds. I don't think anyone should give money back, but I do really believe that everyone should have to demonstrate their worth, and that people who deserve the money should have a chance to argue for it.
So you're not calling on the major companies to hand in their funding, or you're calling on them to say, yes, okay, we're happy to compete?
I'd like a spill.
You want a spill?
Yeah. I'd like a regular set of spills where people need to say either we are major, we meet a set of criteria, or there's somebody else who's better positioned for the money.
Just finally, before I let you go, in this address this morning, you're going to say that over the past few months, the world turned colder and less hospitable. What do you mean, and what role do you see art playing on circus playing in our society in those terms?
All the things that I kind of grew up believing in, the compassion and nuance and seem to be kind of getting into this incredibly simple thing where it's us versus them and generosity is taking a back seat. I think art connects you to other human beings, and it stirs your spirit, and it gives you a chance to relish the world in its complexity and diversity, and surely those are really good things.
Yeah, and thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you.
Yaron Lifshitz is the CEO of Circa, and as I mentioned later today, he's giving this Creativity in Business Breakfast at the Museum of Contemporary Art in Sydney, and you'll also be able to read his essay too. You're listening to RN Breakfast. It's 14 minutes to 7.